this upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs Only used car dealership with a full-line service department. Taking a look first at your news for today. The following are high school basketball scores from last night for the WLEW and WHST listening area. For the girls last night, March the 5th, there were not any area games to report. And for the boys, they've gone pretty far into the season with only two area teams making it this far. Harbor Beach will continue on to next week after beating Flint International 64-62. However, Ubley is out of the running after losing to Waterford 59-54. For more sports scores and stories, you can also go to our website, thumbnet.net/sports. And in other news for today, the North Huron School District has announced its Students of the Month. The students were selected for their exceptional academic achievement, outstanding citizenship, and dedicated service to their school and community. The students chosen are Eleanor Ozentoski for the elementary school, Garrett Romzik for the middle school, Sawyer Pelega, also for the elementary school, and Laura Kanaski, who is also from the elementary school. Those who were selected as Students of the Month were officially honored at the last board and curriculum meeting. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Tyler here with Al Hansen Motors. Many times people shop for a vehicle online and they see a price that seems too good to be true, because it is. Those dealers charge dock fees and financing fees that can add at least $1,000 onto the price of the vehicle, and many times even more. At Al Hansen Motors, we never charge dock fees and we never charge finance fees. And at Al Hansen Motors, we're always willing to make a deal. First up this week is the 2020 Chevy Equinox. It has heated cloth seats, remote start, Bluetooth, and a backup camera. With only 85,000 miles, we're asking $16,980. And if you're looking for an SUV that has all the bells and whistles without breaking the bank, I have a 2019 Buick Enclave Premium. It's all-wheel drive and fully loaded with every option available. It has 103,000 miles and we're asking $17,980. And if you're balling on a budget, don't worry, we got you. I just received a 2017 Cruise with heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, and gets up to 40 miles per gallon. With only 78,000 miles, we're asking $12,580. I also have a 2017 Ford Fusion that has only 123,000 miles. It is also good on gas and we're asking $9,980.
I'm Al Hansen and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, is updating flood maps that will impact several counties throughout the state, including Huron County. Because of that, Hume Township has posted the updated flood plain information on its website at www.humetownship.com. Updating the state's flood map started in 2022, with flood assessments being done county by county. The updated map means that some areas that were not considered to be in a floodplain might now be. And approval was also given to move $3,100 from the contingency account to other accounts for the township. Of that amount, $500 will be added to education and training. $2,500 will be added to hall expenses, and $100 will be added to cover the Arthur drain work. And in other news for today, the Metamora Township Board of Trustees have approved some educational training. The board approved having Police Reserve Officer Tim Lipka attend training for advanced scene mapping and modeling, at a cost of $995 for the class. The funds to cover that cost will come from the specialty funds account. Approval was also given for board members to attend the 2026 Michigan Township Association Annual Education Conference and Expo. That event will be from April the 20th through the 23rd. The cost will be $400 per member who attends, plus the cost of lodging and mileage. The board set the budget hearing to be on March the 9th at 7 p.m. at the Township Hall at 730 West Dryden Road. The hearing will review the proposed 2026 through 2027 township budget. Following the hearing, the board is expected to adopt the budget and set the millage rates, which will be levied to support it. A copy of the proposed budget is also available at the Township Hall. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.